Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everybody, it's Zoe Moon. I am here covering the week that starts on November 19th and the 7 days ahead. And what am I talking to you guys about tonight? Feels a little surreal out there, doesn't it? It's been quite an intense week that we've had behind us. Surreal is a Neptune word, Piscean word, feeling like there's a little bit of a fog, a little bit of a daze and confusion and something strange or weird going on that you can't quite pinpoint what's up, what's down, where you're going. Have some mercy on our Piscean friends out there. They deal with this energy all the time. It's also very inspired energy. And it's a big part of what we're talking about tonight in this week that builds to our very first Saturn-Neptune square. And Saturn is pretty much the opposite. Saturn is the authority figure, the serious container, the containment, the ending, the long-term commitment, the, you know, the powers that be. And so when the two square, there's a lot of friction going on between them. And if you guys remember, 2 months ago, you know, we had Saturn move into Sagittarius for the first time for its duration. And this is, you know, every 29 years we have Saturn move into Sagittarius and tour through there and test us over Sagittarian themes. So we talked a couple months ago about what that was going to mean for all of us coming out of the, in, you know, the heavy energy of being tested through Scorpio with a lot of financial and sexual and mortality and divorce issues, triangle situations for 2.5-3 years. Now that it's in Sagittarius until December 20th of 2017, we are going to be tested over sage topics, religion, politics, legalities, media will be involved, foreign interests or travel, education, our ideals are being tested. And so in this past week, we had the karmic south node move into Pisces, where Neptune is traveling for the first time in 18 years, on November 12th that began. And so here we have the karmic south node starting to stimulate that energy field and bring karmic situations back into the picture, past life projections back into the picture, and all during the time that we are now building Neptune going direct in the sky and building to this first Neptune-Saturn square on November 26th. So the karmic south node and Neptune moving forward is really amplifying, you know, what we are dealing with Neptune, which are boundaries or borders, spiritual practices, hidden agendas or hidden enemies, self-sabotaging situations or addictions, karma and past life, artistry, romance that's clandestine in some way, investigations and research. So, you know, the two are building, and they're building quite intensely in this week ahead as they come to this first square. And so we are really, you know, I think it's important to remember that globally, which Sagittarius is really, you know, making us think and respond globally over these next couple years, it's important that we step up and get real about where we are and who we want to be as a world of human beings here. So it's really important for us to review what we believe in and to review exactly what kind of humanity we want going forward and to do our best to meet these tests as they arrive. And, you know, this week ahead is definitely going to be one that will show us, you know, where this all begins and where we're going over the next year. The Saturn-Neptune square is not going to complete until September 10th of 2016. And so this week ahead on November 26th, we'll have the first square, and then it will perfect again in the middle of June of 2016, and then finally on September 10th of 2016. So, you know, between what just began on November 12th until we get to September 10th of next year, all this stuff is going to be on the table. Again, religion, politics, legalities, media, foreign interests, travel, education, boundary issues, borders, spiritual practices, hidden agendas, hidden enemies, self-sabotaging tendencies or addictions, karmic past life, balancing, artistry, romance that's clandestine or private in some way, investigations or research. So, lots of really surreal and finite things being pushed for out there between everybody. It's come up, you know, it's burbling over for everyone to communicate about, and we will see a lot of progress, hopefully, you know, as we move forward. So in this week ahead, when we look at what is coming up between the 19th and the 26th of November, we have two energies moving into the Sagittarian field. We have Mercury arriving on Friday the 20th with news, more information. There might be important talks and meetings in the weeks ahead because of Mercury, the communication planet, being here. We might hear some information that we didn't know up to this point. There might be a big decision made. There might be an agreement signed. You know, Mercury here, for all of us going through our personal world, can bring forward sales and agreements and talks and meetings. You know, if we're in there working on something educational or media oriented, or our travel plans or foreign interests and all of this. And so, you know, communications amp up. The sun moves into Sagittarius on Sunday the 22nd. Excuse me. And this is going to be a 30-day cycle of the sun there. Well, so now we start to get more personally involved or physically involved in what's going on with the religious, political, legal, media, marketing, foreign, travel, educational pursuits that are going on in our world or going on globally. It's time to show up. It's time to possibly involve the name or the title or the identity of each individual in something in these areas. It is time to make it personal and really kind of take the lead in the situation and do what's necessary moving forward. So both of those are personal, considered personal energies on an astral level. So it definitely is going to ask each of us to personally do something here in this week ahead as we're building in this square. On between Monday and Tuesday, Mars is going to be active again. Now, Mars motivates action into being. And so we're not so much talking about it anymore. Things are happening. Mars can be angry and bloodthirsty and warring. Mars can be passionate. Mars can just be highly motivated. So Monday and Tuesday of this week ahead, Mars is in the mix. And Mars is doing this through the sign of Libra, where he is traveling for 7 weeks. And in this sign, that means all the activity is happening via your partner or your clients or your specialists or the agents and attorneys or the opponent or competitor. Key relationships are here. Mars is also active Monday and Tuesday about Libra themes of justice and fairness and balance. And so there might be a fight over that. And as Mars activates on Monday and Tuesday of this week ahead, it is going to align with Saturn. So all of this action through this key person is tied in with something serious involving religion, politics, legalities, media, marketing, foreign interests, travel, educational pursuits. And Mars is also going to make an adjustment to Neptune. So isn't that interesting that our whole week is really about this building Saturn-Neptune square, and what Mars is doing is working through other people and triggering both of those planets. between Monday and Tuesday. So adjustments when it comes to boundaries and borders and spiritual practices and hidden agendas and enemies, self-sabotaging or addictive behaviors and karmic past life balancing and artistry and romantic ideals and investigations and research. So you can expect a lot going on Monday and Tuesday. During that period, Mercury is going to come and sit down on top of Saturn in that Sagittarian field. Really big decision or really big serious news, again, highlighted about the religious, political, legal, media, foreign, travel, or educational topic. So those 2 days are really intense. Then on Wednesday, the 25th, we have the full moon in Gemini, which is about communication, you know, so we have a really big decision or a really big talk or meeting or agreement or sale or something in writing or an offer or an interview, something coming to a head in one of those areas. It also can be something really big happening in your local neighborhood or through a short trip. It can be something big kind of reverberating around your vehicles or electronics or your brothers or sisters or neighbors or local activities, I said. So anything in those areas coming to a big peak. So I think we can expect to hear big news, big decisions, or make them ourselves on Wednesday the 25th. And on that day, we have Mercury squaring Neptune. So Mercury in the Sagittarius field of religion, politics, legalities, medium, foreign interests, travel, education, squaring Neptune, boundaries, borders, spiritual practices, hidden agendas, enemies, self-sabotaging, addictions, karmic past life matters, artistry, romantic, clandestine, trysts, investigations, and research. So that adds information that is challenging there. And Mercury also forms an alliance with Mars. So some of the news in those areas ties into actions going on with the partner, the attorney, the agent, the client, the specialist, the opponent, the competitor, or other key relationship. Very big full moon on the 25th. Full moons bring something to a close. We have a big ending. Or full moons are about major celebrations and achievements because you've been working to get this thing to its peak form and you can finally see that progress and celebrate where you get to. So Wednesday is about that. And then Thursday the 26th, Saturn and Neptune form their first square. And from that point going forward, until we get to September 10th of next year, we know what we're working with. We know, you know, where battle lines are drawn, if they're going to be drawn. We know where past life karmic situations are going to play out. We know where we're really going to have to put our energy when it comes to what we believe in. And we know that there's going to be quite a bit of communication about all of this that's going to be shared between all of us on some level. And so, you know, it's one of those weeks where we really need to kind of show up and be the grown-ups that we are and try to visualize what it is that we really want for our planet, for our humanity, and do the right thing by each other to the best of our abilities. And so when we look at this on a personal level, and I start taking you guys through this, I'm going to talk about more about what this is going to be probably on a personal level for you guys. And you can kind of think about this intro part as far as where you guys want to participate and what you want to do to try to heal and help what we're doing here going forward. So for Aries, you know, having all this energy pour in to the Sagittarian field, really big week for you guys if you are planning to travel, if you want to book your tickets, if you want to go ahead and start the trip, if there's something big going on that you want to talk about or make decisions about with somebody that lives at a distance from you, anything that is a foreign interest to you, having Mercury on Friday and then the Sun on Sunday pour into this area, definitely going to push you forward to make those choices and to get into talks and meetings and sign agreements if you need to and put yourself in the mix. Also, in this week ahead, definitely going to amp up anything that you want to pursue for your own education. Or if you feel like you want to start teaching something, this is a good week to start moving in that direction. Anything you're involved with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity. Anything legal you need to tackle. Anything with weddings or religion or politics that you're interested in getting involved in. This week will draw you into these areas and start to give you some momentum behind that, especially Friday and Sunday. And then between Monday and Tuesday, you'll be actively dealing with a partner in romance or business, or your clients, or your specialist, or your agent or attorney, or the competition or opponent, and putting this stuff into motion. And by Wednesday, the 25th, that full moon is going to bring that big decision, big offer, big agreement or sale, or what you're doing with your writing or the talk or meeting or something big going on with your brother, sister, neighbor, a move, your local community activities, a short trip, your vehicles or electronics. So, you know, you want to kind of work towards what it is you're trying to either wrap up or conclude, end, or celebrate and achieve in those areas, so that you have that peak, wrap-up peak experience on Wednesday the 25th. And that day does, again, bring more information, more decisions in the Sagittarian themes for you guys. Definitely, again, really tying in religion, politics, legal, media, marketing, foreign, travel, education, wedding themes for you. And all week, as you're dealing with those particular topics with Saturn and trying to get serious about what you feel like you want to commit to, or where you want to end certain things, or where you want to structure things better, you are going to be dealing with Neptune in the picture and kind of looking at, you know, do I need to set some boundaries? Do I need to, if you are involved in the political theme, where do I stand with borders? What do I think about my spiritual practices? Do I need to, you know, get serious or do something different when it comes to meditation or yoga or my psychic interests or magical interests? What's going on with hidden enemies in my life? What's going on with secrets or deception in my life? What's going on with addictions or bad habits in my life? What's going on with karmic past life alliances in my life? What is happening with the artistry? Is there a film, a music project, painting, dance, sculpture, poetry? Is there something with the muse that you need to get serious about? Is there something with a romance that you are being secretive about and you really need to kind of make a decision here about how you're going to deal with that going forward over this almost year ahead? And is there something with investigations or research for you? So, you know, all week you're building to that. I would say that probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. So most of the week, you know, you're going to have activations with those themes. So it's a get real kind of week. And the more serious and, you know, productive you are about all of this stuff, the better all of it's going to go. So look at it very, you know, astutely and make your choices. For Taurus, you know, energy pouring into Sag affects your eighth house. And so for Taurus, this week ahead is really important for talks and meetings and decisions and getting more personally involved when it comes to the financial side of your life. You may need to get in there and do something when it comes to loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, commissions, royalties, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, anything that's, excuse me, an outside resource of some sort. So, you know, talks really start to happen now and decisions start to be made and you want to show up and you want to do what you can to move that forward. This area also has a personal side, which is about your sex life, reproductive needs, mortality issues, divorce, and third-party situations. So those are going to be amplified when it comes to your talks and your meetings and your decisions and you showing up and getting more involved in it. And so Friday and Sunday, yeah, these days are going to stand out because we have more energy pouring in there. It's going to maintain for weeks ahead. And then Monday through Tuesday, you're going to really see Mars taking action via those clients, partners, representatives, opponents, competitors, specialists. They're really going to be focused on what's going on with your job, with coworkers, with your hired help, with paperwork that needs signed, or you're really going to see a lot going on with these people involving a health situation or the pets. That might be like your specialist or your partner in those situations. So, you know, all of this is going to amplify the energy going on those days. You're going to have more serious communications about your eighth house financial resources and situations and your sex life or divorce or mortality issues or reproductive needs on the Monday-Tuesday period as well. And then the full moon on Wednesday the 25th brings some kind of peak around your personal income or your possessions or your purchases. So expect news or decisions or talks or meetings to kind of wrap something up there while it ends or to help you reach that high point and achieve or celebrate in those areas. Work towards what you want there. Again, on Wednesday, we have lots of communication about your eighth house, about the financial picture and what's going on with insurance or taxes or settlements or, you know, any of those themes I listed for you guys. And a lot going on, you know, with the Piscean Neptune karmic south node part of the chart, which for Taurus is really about your aspirations and what you really want, what you dream for yourself, but also what is tying you in with your friends or group affiliations, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities, what you do with gatherings of any kind, social networking. And so that's up in the mix. And then that is very much heightened on Thursday the 26th as the Saturn-Neptune square perfects for the first time. And then we'll continue to show you where you need to go from then until September of next year. And so getting serious about where you are in all those financial arenas, definitely a big deal on Thursday. Getting serious about what's going on with your sex life or reproductive needs, the divorce, the shared financial situation, mortality issues, a birth or third-party situation, any personal empowerment or power struggles going on, and then looking at what's happening with aspirations, friends, groups, the internet, charities, social networking, and all of that. Really important. For Gemini, all this sage energy is in your relationship zone in this week ahead. So, you know, Mercury pouring here on Friday the 20th, followed by the Sun on the 22nd, this is definitely going to make it way more personal for you guys in your experience one-on-one with other people. And this week has a lot going on with this. So you can expect you're going to get much busier with your clients, or you're going to get much busier with your romantic partner or business partner or with your agent or attorney or the competition or the specialist or the opponent. You know, you probably have an idea who it is. Maybe there's more than one. But this, you know, one-on-one connection, it's time to talk. It's time to meet. It's time to sign agreements. It's time to show up and move things along. And on the Monday-Tuesday energy with Mars, Mars is going to kick up the activity. It'll link in with one or several of these key relationships, but the activity is going to be happening with a creative project or with your love life or with kids or with something recreational. So lots going on with that. We have Mercury, Saturn getting together, so there is a serious choice or meeting or talk or decision with that partner, client, specialist, opponent, whoever, on Monday, Tuesday, between Monday and Tuesday. And then the full moon on the 25th is in Gemini sign, so something is definitely climaxing for you guys on a personal or physical level. You guys are wrapping up something that's been ongoing with you, marking your endings, or celebrating something you've achieved. Again, it'll focus on you, so your body, your needs, your identity, your name, brand, title, something about you. But it will be communication-oriented, so making the choice, having the big meeting or offer or agreement or sale or something like that figures into what's going on for you. Mercury is very busy on this day. So again, those partners, clients, specialists, opponents, competitors, representatives, they figure in big time. And then by Thursday, the Saturn-Neptune square brings something. This shows you what the very serious issue is you need to deal with this partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, opponent, competitor, or other key relationship. and what is going on, where the boundary issues are, where the, you know, that karmic balance is when it comes to an authority figure in the mix. So that's your parent, your boss, a judge, a mentor, somebody who's a higher up person, or what's going on with your goals or your career or your reputation in the situation. So take a big cue to what's building in this week ahead as to what you're going to be working through up through September of 2016. And a lot of what you choose this week will set the tone for that, so choose wisely. Cancer, and I say that to all signs, by the way. Cancer, Mercury moving into Sag on Friday the 20th, the Sun moving into Sag on the 22nd on Sunday. This is going to kick off several weeks where you're going to have way more talks and meetings and offers and decisions, and you're going to be showing up more and getting more involved over these topics. It'll either be about health, so it can be your health or helping with somebody else's health. It'll be about pets or animal interests. It'll be about paperwork that you need to get in there and sign or resolve. It'll be about your job. It'll be about what you do with coworkers or with people you hire. And those are your topics. And the whole week is going to be just slamming with those areas. And so Friday through Sunday, you see things kick up and kick up again here. And then between Monday and Tuesday, Mars is going to get incredibly active in the mix, meaning that you're going to have a lot going on still in those sixth house work, paperwork, health, pet, hired help, coworker arenas. But now Mars is going to stimulate activity in the home about a real estate deal, about a move or renovation, about a parent, roommate, or the family tied into this in some way. And the Mercury-Saturn conjunction means there is a serious choice to be made. Something really needs to be resolved here. So you're going to work on that on between Monday and Tuesday. The full moon on the 25th is bringing a climax in the behind-the-scenes arena for Cancer. So something is coming to an end or being resolved or being celebrated and achieved in the area of your artistic projects, your spiritual practices, a romance that's been going on clandestinely or secretly, anything involving your healing or hospital needs, anything with research or development. And so, you know, you'll be making a big choice or hearing some news and information that brings something to a climax in those areas. On Wednesday the 25th, we still have Mercury very active. So something with the health, the work, the paperwork, the coworker, the hired help, or the pets is also a big part of that day. And then by Thursday the 26th, the first of three Saturn-Neptune squares perfects, and it's going to show you exactly where you really need to get real when it comes to health issues, animals, paperwork, your job, coworkers, or hired help. And it's going to show you the Neptune part of the story, which means you need to deal with boundaries or karmic past life situations that involve legal matters, foreign or interest or travel, educational situations, media, marketing, religion, politics, weddings in the mix. And so whatever kicks in for you guys over this week building to this, know that you will be working with it until September of 2016. Leo, you know, having Mercury move into Sag on Friday the 20th, the Sun moving into Sag on the 22nd, this is going to kick off a lot of personal energy for you guys to hear more information, to meet and talk and make choices and show up and get personally involved. And for Leo, it's about your creative projects. It's about your kids. It's about love, or it's about something recreational. And it may be about all of that, right? And so you guys are going to have a very busy week ahead focused on love, kids, creativity, and recreation. Expect it to kind of kick up a notch Friday and then Sunday, and then between Monday and Tuesday, this energy is also very active. On these days, between those 2 days, you're going to see Mercury come together with Saturn there. So there is a real serious choice or decision or bit of news you're going to hear that's going to make you get real about something going on in one of those areas. You might want a long-term commitment in something here, or you're structuring something or dealing with authority types in the mix, or you're ending something. And Mars is active tied to those themes Monday and Tuesday. Mars is going to stimulate a lot of activity through the talks and meetings you have about it, or through what you do locally or with short trips, or the offers or agreements that you sign, or the sales that are happening, you know, anything in the communication realm. There might be something Mars stimulates through vehicles or electronics, siblings or neighbors as well in the mix. So very amped up energy Monday, Tuesday here. And then the full moon on the 25th, Leo, this is bringing some kind of climax around your personal aspirations or something that's going on socially. So some big deal thing with a friend, a group, the internet, a party gathering of some sort, or something with charities or social networking, astrology, any of these social themes for you. So, you know, big celebrations and achievements or big endings there. Mercury's active on that day. So, again, the kids, the love, the creative project, or the recreation is tied specifically into what's peaking. And by Thursday the 26th, you see this first Saturn square Neptune. Definitely says that Saturn is saying, get real, get serious, look at the what you need to do here about the kids, the lover, your love life, the creative project or talent or the recreational pursuit. And Neptune is saying, look at, you know, the boundary issues or the karmic past life balancing in what is going on in eighth house matters for you. So what is going on financially here? What is, you know, do you need to do something about the insurance or the taxes or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the, you know, settlement or investment or alimony or child support? You know, what is the financial side of this? Or on a personal side, it is asking you to look at what's going on in your sex life or reproductive life with a death or a birth or a divorce or something that you need to balance out in a third-party situation here. So a lot here, you know, as for everybody, whatever comes up, whatever you're seeing got really serious here by the 26th, is what you're going to be then working through up until September 10th of 2016. So you do want to take it seriously. For Virgo, all of this energy flowing into Sagittarius is going to really point you guys to what's going on in the home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family matters, parents, and roommates. So Mercury shows up on Friday the 20th. The Sun shows up on the 22nd. Both will tour through there for the next weeks. And so this is definitely going to bring more talks and meetings and offers and decisions and get you more personally and physically involved in those themes. And by Monday, Tuesday, there's going to be something really serious decided or signed or agreed upon or offered. You know, there's either a big ending or a big commitment coming in one of those areas. And Mars gets really active on those 2 days and is going to bring a lot of motivation or forward motion when it comes to your personal income or what you're doing about your possessions tied to home family stuff or what's going on with a big purchase. So very active on Monday, Tuesday. The full moon on the 25th for Virgo is going to be bringing a big climax for you guys on the career front with a personal goal you've been trying to reach or with an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a judge, somebody like that. So something is finally coming through and you're celebrating and achieving, or something is ending or you're wrapping it up there. Expect talks and meetings and agreements and sales and decisions to kind of mirror whatever that big thing is. And again, on Wednesday the 25th, the home, the family, the real estate deal, the move, renovation, parent, or roommate is tied into what's the choices being made here. By Thursday the 26th, the first Saturn square Neptune aspect happens. And so at this point, Virgo, you're pretty clear about what is ending or where the commitments or responsibilities or limits or structuring or ambitions are when it comes to home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. And Neptune is going to show you where there are boundaries or karmic past life, you know, things arising here tied to a romantic partner, a business partner, an agent, an attorney, an open enemy, opponent, a competitor, a specialist, your clients, some key relationship in the mix. And whatever you're dealing with here, whatever you really have to kind of show up and get serious about by Thursday the 26th, this is definitely what you're going to be then working through until September of 2016. For Libra, Mercury in Sage on Friday the 20th, followed by Sun in Sage on the 22nd, opens up several weeks ahead, which is going to amplify your communication zone. And so you're going to get way more active in your local community or short trips you're taking, way more active in talks and meetings with interviews and auditions, agreements and sales, writing, any kind of speaking roles, and also kind of on the mundane level, more involved with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, and all of that. So expect to start to see this arriving Friday and Sunday, and then keep on going as you go through this week ahead. You will see something very serious coming into view between Monday and Tuesday in one of these areas. So, you know, that commitment or ending or, you know, cementing of something in some kind of communication zone way. And Mars is going to be very active through your sign, which means you are going to be very active Monday and Tuesday, physically passionate about something or angry or motivated and moving and kind of, you know, putting yourself in the mix here. So it's about your body or where you're showing up or what you're doing or what you need or your image or brand or title or name in the situation. By Wednesday's full moon on the 25th, Libra is going to see something climaxing when it comes to something legal, educational, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, foreign interest, travel plans, politics, weddings, religion. Ninth house matters, okay? And so this is when you, you know, finally see something wrapping up and ending or coming through and celebrated in one of those areas or several of those areas. And again, Mercury is active with the talks, the meetings, the short trips, the local activities, the sales, the, you know, the siblings, the neighbors, the vehicles, whatever's in that third house and that you're focused on. You can expect more of that on Wednesday. By Thursday the 26th, Saturn is going to show you where something is very serious and real in this picture as the Saturn square Neptune comes into view. And so, again, serious and real about your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your offers, your decisions, your brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local community activities. And whatever is getting serious there, it is going to come into square with Neptune, which is going to point out the boundaries that you need to look at and any karmic past life stuff going on with your job, with your coworkers, with someone you've hired in the situation, with any health needs, with pets, or you know, anything that you are dealing with your work that you're here to do. So look at what gets serious here. Look at what you need to work on here. You'll be involved with it then until September 10th, 2016. Scorpio, Mercury pouring into Sagittarius on Friday the 20th of November, Sun moving in on the 22nd. Both are going to stay for several weeks. And for Scorpio, this means we're going to be into a lot more news and information, talks and meetings, showing up and getting more involved when it comes to personal income, when it comes to your possessions, your stuff and what you're doing with it, and when it comes with your purchases. So expect to start to see some of this flowing and moving and you getting involved in this. And this continues throughout the week. By between Monday and Tuesday, something very serious comes together here. So either there's a big ending here or a big commitment or something that you seal with some authority type person or ambition, or, you know, it's a serious moment in the mix. And Mars is active between these 2 days behind the scenes. Mars is going to get you tied into all of this. A lot going on with research, development, your artistic projects, spiritual practices, romance, healing hospital matters, you know, something in that 12th house that ties in with this. And by the full moon on the 25th, Scorpio is seeing some kind of really big ending or celebration and achievement happening in their 8th house. So this brings something to a head with some big financial topic, you know, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, commissions, royalties, alimony, child support. Something is reaching a climax in one of those financial areas. Or something is coming to a peak in your sex life with a reproductive matter, with a mortality issue, a divorce, or a third-party situation. And Mercury is active on these two, on this day, on this full moon day. So again, something with your income, purchases, or possessions is in the mix. The Saturn squares Neptune on Thursday the 26th is going to show you exactly where you need to get real and serious about income, purchases, and possessions. And Neptune is going to show you what is in this mix when it comes to creative projects, children, your love life, or recreational pursuits. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. And so whatever comes up and whatever is kind of you're working through in those two areas throughout the week and peaks by Thursday, this is what you'll be working on through September of 2016. For Sag, all this energy moving into your sign, it's all about you guys this week, and there's just a ton going on. So for Sag, a really big week for talks and decisions and offers and agreements and sales and you showing up and getting involved with what you need, what you want, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. So putting yourself forward, really important this week. It's going to start to kick up on Friday the 20th, next notch, Sunday the 22nd, and between Monday and Tuesday of next week, something very serious you're determining, you know, you're going to commit to something or end something or structure something or, you know, deal with something, some kind of information coming from an authority type in the mix that will, you know, give you what you need to know to keep moving forward. And Mars is going to be very active between Monday and Tuesday, tied into whatever it is you're doing, kicking up tons of activity around your aspirations, what you're doing with friends, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, or some kind of party or gathering. The full moon on the 25th for Sag is in your relationship zone. So something you're working towards in this week is going to bring a climax with a business partner, a romantic partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, an opponent, or competitor. So you want to see big endings or wrapping up things with these people, or you want to celebrate achievements with these people and work towards that. And Mercury will continue to be very active on Wednesday, the full moon, meaning that, you know, lots of talks and meetings and decisions and offers and agreements revolving around you again are part of that. And then Thursday, Saturn-Neptune square is going to show you exactly where the serious commitments, endings, limits, ambitions, structuring is going on for you around your own needs and desires, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. And what you need to do with the Neptune themes, which involve, you know, boundaries and karmic past life situations rebalancing when it comes to your home, roommate situation, real estate deals, moves, family, parent, or roommate. So whatever you see coming into the mix here by Thursday the 26th, that is your Saturn-Neptune square that will continue to be where you focus a lot of energy from now until September 10th of 2016. For Capricorn, Mercury is in Sage, so there's, you know, we have an entry into the behind-the-scenes part of your chart starting on Friday the 20th. Then amplified again with the sun moving here on the 22nd. So the week ahead and actually several weeks ahead, you're going to be showing up, getting involved, pursuing your own needs and desires in talks, in meetings that are either about research and development, your romantic trysts or getaways, your spiritual practices, your artistic pursuits, or healing and hospital matters. And so this is definitely going to be in play throughout the whole week. You'll see it kind of kick up and kick up each one of these days that I give you. Between Monday and Tuesday, Mars gets active in the mix. And so at this point, you're going to see a ton going on with your personal goals, your career, or an authority figure that's involved. So, you know, lots of passion, motivation, or angry moments there. And something serious that you're choosing one way or another in the whole 12th house behind the scenes arena. And then the full moon on the 25th is going to bring a big climax for Capricorn as you finally reach some big goal and celebrate, or you are wrapping something up or marking an ending when it comes to your job, a coworker, someone you've hired, the paperwork, a health matter, or your pets. Mercury is still active on that day of the full moon. So again, anything that is romantic, artistic, spiritual, healing, hospital, or research oriented is on the table in this mix. And then by Thursday the 26th, that Saturn square Neptune is going to show you exactly, you know, where you need to get serious and real about the clandestine romance, the spiritual practices, the artistic pursuits, the healing, the hospitals, the karmic relationships, the research or development. and show you where Neptune is when it comes to the promises, the offers, the agreements, the writing, the sales, the talks, the meetings, the interviews, the auditions, or anything going on with a brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local community activities. So you'll be dealing with whatever this is as you come upon it here up through September 10th of 2016. So do get serious about what you are doing here. For Aquarius, Mercury moving into Sag on Friday the 20th, and then Sun moving into Sag on the 22nd on Sunday, kicks off several weeks for you guys where you're really going to start to hear more, talk more, meet more, get more involved personally, make more choices with your friends, with your group activities, online, with astrology, with charities, with gatherings and parties and events, and with your personal aspirations or original ideas. So this week ahead brings a ton of energy into this social stream and aspirational part of the chart. So you're going to start to kick up Friday, then Sunday another notch, then between Monday and Tuesday, again, something really serious is coming to some kind of ending or commitment or ambitious moment around one of those topics. But Mars is also going to get very active. So Mars is going to dive in and make things happen either through legal, travel, foreign, educational, media, political, religious, or wedding themes in the mix. So you're going to have that all tied in between Monday and Tuesday. By the full moon on the 25th, you guys are reaching some kind of big climax when it comes to a creative project, your love life or lover, the kids, or something recreational. So by Wednesday the 25th and that full moon, you see something ending or wrapping up, something coming through, being celebrated or achieved in these areas. Mercury is also very active on Wednesday the 25th. So again, it may involve the friend, the group, the party, the gathering, the internet, astrology, charities, or your personal aspirations. Thursday the 26th brings our first Saturn square Neptune. You really see where you're going to get real, get serious about the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, charity, social networking, parties, gatherings, events, or your personal aspirations or freedom or original ideas. And Neptune is going to show you what you need to focus on when it comes to income, possessions, or purchases in the mix. So whatever this is for you, know that you want to get serious about it, and that it will then be part of what you're working on between now and September 10th of 2016. For Pisces, Mercury moves into Sag on Friday the 20th, followed by the Sun on the 22nd. Both will stay for several weeks. And in this week ahead, get you very busy in talks and meetings and news and information and decisions and getting more personally or physically involved when it comes to personal goals that you're pursuing or when it comes to your career, your fame or reputation, or something you're doing involving an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor. So Friday it starts to kick in. Sunday it kicks in even more. Between Monday and Tuesday, very, very active there, and some kind of serious decision or offer or agreement or decision comes into view around one of those themes. And Mars gets active between Monday and Tuesday. And for Pisces, that means a lot of action when it comes to the financial side of what's going on here, or when it comes to your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, third-party situation, mortality issue, or birth. So big time between Monday and Tuesday. The full moon on the 25th is going to bring a climax for Pisces on the home front. So something big going on in the home, about the home, with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or something big going on with the family, a parent, or roommate. And so, you know, you're going to kind of work towards what you're trying to wrap up or end there, or what you're trying to achieve and celebrate there, and see that climax by the 25th. Mercury's active that day. So again, your goals, your career, your reputation, or what's going on with the parent, the boss, or other authority figure in the mix is part of it. By Thursday the 26th, the Saturn square Neptune, the first of three, comes together. And so Saturn is saying, get very serious about the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, or some other authority figure, or get very serious about your personal goals or your career or fame or reputation. And Neptune is pointing out exactly what's going on with you, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your identity, and what you need evolving between what peaks by the 26th in this week ahead and what you'll now be working on up through September 10th of 2016. So it's quite a week. It's quite a week for the world. It's quite a week for each of us individually. I wish everybody the best in their karmic pursuits and endeavors and what the full moon is going to bring to a climax for you. It's Zoe Moon. I can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I post a daily there so you can keep up with me on daily insights. I will be back next week, same time, maybe pre-recorded since it is Thanksgiving. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But I wish you well, and I'll see you next time.